Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, it's Michelle Beadle. That's right, the Michelle Beadle. You're welcome. You love talking about sports. I love talking about sports. You know the only thing cooler than talking about sports? Sports! And right now, all your favorite sports are on SiriusXM. I'm talking every NFL game, every game from the NBA, NHL, MLB, every NASCAR race, golf major, major conference college sports, and all the top games in the WNBA. If it gets your heart pumping, it's on SiriusXM. So start your free trial of SiriusXM today. Visit SiriusXM.com/believe.
The 49ers have changed the makeup of the cornerback room. And now there's going to be some absolutely fantastic battles at training camp to see who's going to make this 53-man roster be able to produce on the field for the 49ers in a rebuilt secondary. We're going to talk about all those matchups and more in this episode of 49ers Cutback.
Days at the stick. From who's got it better than us to brick by brick, it's always the 49ers way. From off season to game day, yeah, we talk back. It's the 49ers Cutback.
It's 49ers Cutback podcast time. Welcome to the show, everyone. I'm talking about the cornerbacks. The 49ers have made some moves. They've done some things in the draft. They've done some things in free agency. And now we're sitting here looking at a rebuilt cornerback room. And the 49ers have been working on this for several years. They've spent draft capital in the past to find players that fit the scheme. And as time has went, though, the scheme has somewhat changed. But we've seen the 49ers struggle to find the players that could fill the role. It went out, of course, early on in the Kyle Shanahan, John Lynch tenure and got a guy like Richard Sherman who fit that cover three scheme down to a T. He was the perfect example of what a cornerback should be in that scheme. A big, long, physical player who played with great instincts and also was a student of the game. They paired him with a young player in Akilah Witherspoon, and we know Spoon didn't really work out. He had the length, he had the size, he had the speed, he had athleticism, but it just never really worked. Eventually, they landed on a young player in Emmanuel Mosley that was able to step in and play really well, but Mosley's gone, Sherman's gone, and the 49ers have consistently looked for cornerback play at a high level, and they found it when they signed Charvarius Ward in free agency. Once Ward came, one side of this defense was completely set up. Now, of course, in 2021, the 49ers drafted two cornerbacks in that draft, including Ambry Thomas and D'Amore Lenore. You came out of the 2021 season thinking Ambry Thomas was the next great cornerback. I think that's what a lot of people were thinking. He was starting to make plays. He had a big interception to secure a playoff spot. He was just doing a good job with what his role was. But you fast forward a year later, Ambry Thomas is struggling, and D'Amore Lenore becomes that guy that steps in and becomes the hyena we all know. So the 49ers have seen fluctuation there, but inconsistencies behind D'Amore Lenore and Charvarius Ward, who are absolutely studs and set up to help this 49ers defense along the way, has been an issue. 49ers lacked at nickel corner last year with Isaiah Oliver. D'Amore Lenore had to fulfill that role and still play on the outside in base downs. So the 49ers are looking for a third cornerback that could step in and do the things that you need him to do. And so the 49ers are looking for that right guy to be able to step in and make plays for this football team. Please like and subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. I really appreciate it. If you're listening on audio platform 49ers Cutback on Believe, please give it a 5-star rating. And if you're going to bet, bet with Bet Online. Bet Online is your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season, from baseball, golf, soccer, right up to all the top fights in UFC, MMA, and boxing. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker, or unwind with one of our over 150 slot games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use the promo code BELIEVE, that's B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% free bet credit on your first deposit up to $250. Bet Online, the game starts here. And I think where this competition has to start is with free agency. So the 49ers knew they needed to bring in someone to potentially be cornerback three, because last year that was Ambry Thomas's role. When Demo would move inside, Ambry Thomas would come in and fulfill that role of the outside corner and the third cornerback. And I know a lot of times when people talk about personnel groupings, the nickel ends up being the third cornerback, but not in San Francisco, because Deamonte Lenore is tasked with that. And let's not make any mistakes. Deamonte Lenore is the second best cornerback on the San Francisco 49ers roster. You got Charvarius Ward, who's in a league by himself, one of the top five corners in the league. He sets the tone. But then you've got Deamonte Lenore that does so much for this football team. Playing inside and outside is pivotal to the 49ers' success. And last year he did a really great job and definitely made everyone take notice of how good he was, that versatility, and just how tough that role is. But now you had Ambry Thomas. And Ambry Thomas dealt with some injuries, that's for sure, and that can't help. Of course, he had the injury towards the end of the regular season, and I think it plagued him a little bit when it came to the playoffs and the Super Bowl. But the 49ers definitely were looking to go a different direction, and they struck on a cornerback out of New Orleans in Isaac Yiadom. And Yiadom is already getting a lot of people's attention, and of course, he's had my attention for a while, because his length and the way that he played at New Orleans last year leads you to believe that he's going to be a legitimate threat to be cornerback three. He was getting all the first-team reps during minicamp because of Charvarius Ward being out after having core muscle surgery. So they're thinking right now that he's that guy that steps in. If him and Lenore were getting outside snaps, you would like to think that when they go to nickel, Lenore's going to slide in and Yiadom is going to be that third guy. But he's got to win a competition. And the 49ers didn't just sign him and give him that role. He's going to have to come in and earn it. What are some of the things that has happened during the offseason? Well, the 49ers have had several safeties come in for meetings, and they've left without a contract because they were told they were going to have to compete to get a starting job. Well, that's no different than playing cornerback for the San Francisco 49ers. Now, the thing that makes Yiadom intriguing is the 14 pass breakups, the length, the ability that he showed last season, but also that he's been a veteran. He's played in multiple systems, and you just brought in Brandon Staley to work with Coach Nick Sorensen. Brandon Staley, 2018, is with the Denver Broncos. Isaac Yiadom, drafted by the Denver Broncos to play in Vic Fangio's quarters defense. So there's a familiarity there. But a guy who's played in the system that the 49ers are going to run a hybrid version of, cover three, quarters, palms, they're going to run that type of defense, and Isaac Yiadom already has a leg up on it. But he's got to come in and beat out the incumbent. And of course, Ambry Thomas right now is the incumbent. And I think pretty much all of us believe that Ambry Thomas's time in San Francisco could be coming to an end if he doesn't step up and play up to the level that everyone has believed he could since they drafted him in the third round. They had conviction for Ambry Thomas when they made that selection. And he showed moments where you're like, wow, maybe. So your first training camp battle has to be Yiadom versus Ambry Thomas. For Ambry Thomas, it's not just about being cornerback three. It's about being on this football team. It's about playing in the NFL. And I think the 49ers are needing Ambry Thomas to step up and make some plays. But Yiadom is a different ballgame entirely than what Ambry Thomas has competed with before. Last year, the competition for cornerback three was Samuel Womack, and Womack has definitely struggled since his rookie season since getting demoted after week two, where he was the starting nickel corner for the first 2 weeks. And I mean, that preseason was one of the best preseasons I think we've seen from a cornerback in a long time in San Francisco. Womack was absolutely fantastic getting his hand on the football. So we've seen promise, but he wasn't really challenging Ambry Thomas last year. Darrell Luter Jr. was injured in rookie minicamp and never got a chance to compete with Ambry Thomas last year. In fact, the 49ers had to go out and try to sign players to bring in to compete with Ambry Thomas, a guy in midseason like Jason Verrett. And we know Verrett was going to win the job. They were starting to work him in before he suffered what could be a career-ending injury and another injury in a long line for Jason Verrett, unfortunately. Good guy. Unfortunately, injuries have just plagued his entire career. So Thomas is going to get his first real competition in a little while. I think the closest thing was Demo beating him out for cornerback two. But now we've got a situation where he's on the brink of going against a few guys, because the 49ers didn't just get Yedem. They also brought in Rakia Sin. And Rakia Sin's been in this league since 2019 and been able to start for the Colts and the Raiders and played for the Baltimore Ravens last year. Not a lot of starts last year, a year coming off an ACL, but he's looked good in minicamp. And this is a guy that understands how to play in the NFL and plays with physicality and has enough speed and strength to be able to play the position at a high level. So competition has never been higher for Ambry Thomas, because I bring up the guys who came in, got Womack, who he's beat out before, but now he's got a healthy Darrell Luter Jr. And a Darrell Luter Jr. that not only is healthy, but played some last season. He got to experience the NFL. He got to experience all those practices, and now we're getting a more mature and capable player. And people have been high on him since he got drafted, but I think it's going to start materializing. This guy's going to start taking on the ability to play cornerback at a higher level. And you've got three more seasons of control, 2024, 2025, 2026 for Darrell Luter Jr. That might be extremely more enticing than Ambry Thomas in the last year of his contract. So Ambry Thomas is in competition with pretty much everyone. And every single competition he loses, he moves further on the further down on the depth chart and potentially off this roster. If he loses to the three guys we just talked about, there's a good chance that Ambry Thomas doesn't make the 49ers 53-man roster. That is a tough pill to swallow for a guy that's played a lot of football for the 49ers and a lot of starting football in some key situations. But that's how good the 49ers are getting their cornerback room. No longer do they want to have to rely on players that are inconsistent. They want consistency from the secondary, because when the secondary and the defensive line are tied together, sometimes the defensive line wins and the secondary doesn't have to cover as long. Sometimes defensive line is struggling a little bit to get home and the secondary picks them up. Next thing you know, you got an extra second to get a sack, and it's not just a quarterback knockdown. So it was imperative for the 49ers to upgrade the position. Isaac Yedem was the first step. He's definitely going to be somebody that I believe can beat out Ambry Thomas when it comes to training camp. But Ambry Thomas versus Darrell Luter Jr. and Rakia Sin is something entirely different, because you got two guys that are on different ends of the spectrum competing with him. You got Darrell Luter Jr., who's a young guy, who's on the ascend, who's got a lot of contract left for the 49ers, a fifth-round pick. I'm sure they want him to work out. He's got length, he's got size, he moves pretty well. I want to see what he looks like in year two, and this will be the first training camp we'll get to see Darrell Luter Jr. out on the field. But it's going to be exciting. And so Darrell Luter Jr. versus Ambry Thomas is interesting, because Luter Jr. is built like Thomas, but he's more physical. He's got a little bit more weight on him. He comes up on the run a little bit harder. And there's a little bit more unknowns. Where we know about the inconsistencies of Ambry Thomas, we don't really know how Darrell Luter Jr. is going to play in and play out. We haven't got to see it on the field. So it's going to be exciting to see him in preseason and see how he works and what he can do and see if he can win that matchup versus Ambry Thomas, and in a matchup that Ambry ultimately has to win to be able to be on the 49ers roster in 2024. With Rakia Sin, here's a veteran, a lot like what you're getting from Isaac Yedem, a guy that's been around. He's seen it. He's played in multiple systems. He's going to be able to adjust quickly and on the fly. He's going to understand route concepts and what's coming at him. He's going to know how to handle presses and press releases. He just has a good feeling for playing cornerback. It's going to be more about, can his body hold up to the toll that needs to be paid to be in position to play? He made it through the season last year for Baltimore, and now he's come over to San Francisco. So 49ers with two real veteran options to play outside, and also a young guy in Darrell Luter Jr. When you're talking about the competition outside, these are the main parts of it. How much will Renardo Green get into that competition? I think it's going to be interesting, because the 49ers are definitely looking for Renardo Green to step in and compete at nickel corner, because maybe the best scenario is for Renardo Green to play really well there, so that way in nickel situations, Diamondo Lenore stays outside. But right now, I don't know what we're going to get from Renardo Green. So his real competition on the outside, I think, a little bit more fluid. The same thing for Samuel Womack. We'll talk about them in a second. Because I think that with Nick Sorensen taking over as defensive coordinator, there's going to be a little bit of attention, a little bit more attention for Sam Womack. And he's going to get a little bit more opportunities to prove himself before they make a decision on what could be his last moment in San Francisco. So outside, that competition is coming down to Yedem, Rakus Sen, Darrell Luter Jr., and Ambry Thomas, probably competing for two spots. So there's likelihood that a really good football player is not going to make it. Now, the 49ers could ultimately decide to keep six cornerbacks, especially with guys with versatility to play outside and in, like Diamondo Lenore, like Renardo Green, because we know Lenore, Charvarius Ward, and Renardo Green are all locks to make this roster. And then after that, you've got some decisions to make. So the outside competition is going to be a lot of fun for the 49ers. Who's going to win those matchups? And somebody like Darrell Luter Jr. might end up being the reason that Ambry Thomas doesn't make this roster.
Summer is supposed to be an opportunity to slow down, but when you look at your kids, you can't help but notice that your kids are growing up fast. Help them build independence as they grow with Greenlight. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families where parents can keep an eye on kids' money habits while kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. It's the easy, convenient way to raise financially smart kids. Get your first month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/pod.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
I think what will be interesting is when the 49ers are faced with the decision between a guy like Rakus Sen, who just knows how to get it done, and a guy like Darrell Luter Jr. that has that upside to potentially grow and get better. How much do they make a decision to go with the young guy or the veteran? Because the veteran makes sense when you get into the playoffs. He's experienced it. He knows how to play in big football games and big moments. There's not going to be anything he's not used to seeing, and you're trying to win a Super Bowl. But the young guy is a guy that could end up being someone really great. Do you want to give up on him right now? So the 49ers are going to be faced with that decision. So those guys are in an ultimate battle, and Ambry Thomas is in a battle to make this team between Isaac Yedem, Ambry Thomas, Rakus Sen, and then, of course, the young guy, Darrell Luter Jr. I think that's going to be a lot of fun. And Renardo Green, we'll see what happens with him getting involved. But there's not just a battle on the outside. There's also the battle on the inside. Because while Isaac Yedem is going to be competing with other guys on the outside, his play could also dictate what the 49ers decide, because the 49ers are trying to find their best trio, their best pairing of outside corners and then the inside guy with the nickel. The trio is what's going to be important. So is your best scenario Lenore going to nickel with Isaac Yedem and Charvarius Ward on the outside? It could be. That could be the best, because nickel, you're in 70% of the time. Or will Renardo Green step up enough, or one of these other guys we're going to talk about, that you say, you know what, our best is Charvarius Ward and Demo on the outside with somebody else at nickel? So the competition at nickel is real. And Coach Nick Sorensen has been nickel coach for two seasons. So he's seen this inside and out. He knows exactly what the roles are going to be. And so when I was listening to some of his press conferences during the offseason, I picked up on the fact that he mentioned that Samuel Womack was taking reps again at nickel corner. And I love that because that's where we saw him really flash when he had preseason games that first year of his rookie season. He flashed to the nickel. He made plays. And that's gave him enough opportunity to start. Started two games, and of course he struggled when it came to run fits and physicality. But this is a different Samuel Womack. He's been in the pros for a while. He's been physical. He understands the strength and the speed that it takes to play. So I'm curious what he looks like in there. And I don't really want to count him out in this battle because he could be a dark horse way for him to make this football team. And I know that we've put the focus on Renardo Greene, and it should be on Renardo Greene for the most part. This is a young guy that's coming in, second round pick, who has a lot of potential. You watch him in college, and he's shutting down some of the best college wide receivers in the league that are coming into the NFL now. So he's been absolutely impressive. But he's going to have to compete too. And first, Renardo Greene has to compete with Deominor Lenore and Isaac Yedem. And even though him and Yedem aren't in the exact same position, they're competing. Whoever's play is above the other is going to dictate where Lenore goes. If Renardo Greene, the simplest way is prove you're better than Deominor Lenore playing nickel. Now, that's not an easy task. Lenore has been one of the better nickel corners in all of 2023. So him coming in and doing that would definitely make it so the 49ers are like, you know what? Demo, you're going back outside. Renardo's just too good. That's the best case scenario for the San Francisco 49ers. Renardo Greene being so good, Demo has to stay outside. The other situation is just that maybe he's not better than Demo, but the trio together is better than what it would be with Yedem, Lenore, and Charvarius Ward. That's the second way he gets on the field right away, is proving that he's the best third part. So that's that not direct competition with Isaac Yedem. Even though they're not playing the exact same position, they are in competition to be the best of the trio. So for Renardo Greene, that's a way. But for Renardo Greene, that's not the only competition he has. I just brought up Sam Womack. And if Womack's going to get a fair shake at playing nickel corner, he might be coming in to prove that point. Remember, there was one point, and I know it's been a little while, 2022 was a while down the road, but there was a point when Samuel Womack competed and beat out Deominor Lenore for nickel corner. And I know Lenore was only getting limited snaps. They were doing this Womack thing to him where they had him playing outside more. But Womack proved that he was the best nickel corner on that football team, and he was able to step in and start weeks 1 and 2. Now, his inconsistent play, his lack of physicality in the run game definitely made them drop him off, and they went with Lenore. Lenore never looked back. And even when they had an opportunity to go back to Sam Womack, once Lenore moved outside with the Emmanuel Mosley injury, they did not. They went with Jimmy Ward. But the 49ers know they've got a good player that plays with instincts in Womack, and maybe a move inside will produce that same electricity we saw in his rookie season during preseason. Maybe it can produce a player that stands out and steps up. So Sam Womack can come in and compete with Renardo Greene. He can come in and compete with Isaac Yedem, another indirect competition. Womack just has to prove that he can handle run fits, that he can cover the slot fade, that he's able to do the things that we've seen him do before as far as pass defense, but then he's got to add run fits on top of that. But experience in the defense should help Sam Womack out a lot. He will now understand the defensive scheme, where defensive linemen are going to be, where linebackers are going to be, and what his run fit responsibilities are going to be. Then he just has to go up and make the tackle. Easy enough, right? I think it's going to be one of those things that Womack's going to have to consistently show how good he is. But I think getting the nod from Sorensen that, hey, we're going to give you another whirl on the inside playing nickel is a good sign. It may have not been what Steve Wilks wanted, but maybe we saw D'Amico move him in there initially. That's what they thought. Maybe it's going back to original thoughts and thinking, hey, this guy's further along now in his maturation process. Now he can handle it. So I think Sam Womack is a legitimate part of this competition on the inside. I don't see him as a real threat on the outside, with the 49ers adding the guys that they added with Yedem, Rakya Sin, and still having Ambry Thomas and Darrell Luter Jr., I don't think that's his best avenue to make the football team. Best avenue is to prove that he's either right under Diamondo Lenore or competing with Diamondo Lenore as that good of a nickel corner. If he could do that, boy, would that elevate this 49ers defense. Diamondo Lenore goes back outside, and then Womack comes in obvious nickel situations. Then what? Isaac Yedem's a backup? Boy, would that change the whole look of the 49ers secondary. Now, that's definitely jumping to some conclusions. That would conclude that Samuel Womack's playing up to that level, and I haven't seen anything to tell me that he's going to. I just see that they're moving him inside, and I'm hopeful that we can see a resurgence like we saw from him in his rookie season. Maybe now he captures that lightning in a bottle. I think the talent is there. And right now, all the attention's going to Renardo Greene, so Sam Womack's flying under the radar. He's not going to get as many opportunities. He just won't. It's going to be Lenore. It's going to be Renardo Greene. And then it'll be Sam Womack. And Womack's not even alone. The 49ers weren't done there. They also got Chase Lucas to come in and compete at nickel corner. And Chase Lucas is an experienced nickel corner. I remember watching him when he was at Arizona State. I liked him as a corner. He spent some time up in Detroit. He's a really good special teams player. That's one thing about Womack, Chase Lucas, probably Renardo Greene. They're going to be good special teams players. And adding on special teams is important. Guess what Isaac Yedem does? Special teams. Guess what Ambry Thomas doesn't do well? Special teams. That's why a real struggle for Ambry Thomas against the rest of this team. Darrell Luter Jr., I know he had a bad play in the Super Bowl, but there were some really big plays as well. He ran down D. Eskridge when Eskridge was going to break for a touchdown, a kickoff return last year, our kickoff team, and he ran him down from behind. So Luter Jr., even though he made a mistake and let a ball hit off his leg, and you know, we could argue that that was Ray McLeod's fault, Darrell Luter Jr.'s fault, both fault. Things like that happen sometimes, unfortunately. But those guys are all good special teams players, and Chase Lucas is another one of those guys that's being added to the fray and added to the competition. So Chase Lucas has good instincts. He understands concepts pretty well. He's a legitimate signing. Like, this isn't a guy that you're thinking is just a camp body. This is an actual competitor. He has a shot to come in and compete with the other guys. He feels confident in what his role is in the league, and we've seen him compete. So, I mean, he might beat out Sam Womack and put himself right into the fray of him and Renardo Greene. That might actually happen. That might be a real competition in training camp, is Chase Lucas versus Renardo Greene. And we know Renardo's going to make the team, but that's a way that Chase Lucas could stay around this football team. Now, I think the likelihood for Chase Lucas is he has a very impressive preseason, and we're excited about him as a player. But then when it comes to 53-man cuts, he gets cut. And I'm hoping that he clears waivers and the 49ers can bring him back on the practice squad, because I think he's a player that could really help this football team. And I know guys that could get cut like Ambry Thomas or even Sam Womack might be really enticing for the 49ers. I think that Womack might get picked up on waivers, but I think Chase Lucas might squeeze through and the 49ers could go ahead and put him on the practice squad. And he could be a guy that helps the football team in case of an injury. So versatility is number one. And we know that there's some guys on the 49ers team that are more versatile than others. Diamondo Lenore and Renardo Greene are the most versatile players that they have. Now, Tre'Veris Ward can follow anyone everywhere. He's a number one corner in this league, so he's the outlier. But those other two have the flexibility. Womack might be the next guy with the most flexibility. Even though he hasn't been consistent on the outside, he can play inside and out. So that versatility helps you when you become a utility cornerback. Your top three guys are the most important. Those are the guys that you need to step in and make plays. After that, you need guys who are suitable backups. One of the most important things as far as a suitable backup could be versatility. We know Renardo Greene has that. Do the 49ers wish to have another guy like Sam Womack that has that versatility as well? Those are going to be ways to make this football team. So when we're talking about these battles, I think the odds-on favorite to win the battle on the outside is going to be Isaac Yedem. And I think Darrell Luter Jr. is right there with him. I think those guys are going to be competing, because I don't know exactly what we're going to get from Rakya Sin. Now, when I get out to training camp, maybe I'll see Yasin and he'll be playing at a high level. we'll say, hey, Rakia Sin is legitimately in the mix. And the 49ers might decide to keep all three of those guys because you could have the two veterans and the young guy, Darrell Luter Jr., and just know that you've got guys behind Charvarius Ward, behind Diamondre Lenore, and with Renardo Green, six cornerbacks that you feel really comfortable, a mixture of young players and veterans that can get it done. So I think those guys are really a part of it. And then the guys that are on the fringe, that are not just on the fringe of competing, but on the fringe to maybe not make this roster. You're looking at Ambry Thomas, you're looking at Chase Lucas, and also with Samuel Womack. So there's a chance that if Womack doesn't really impress this year, he's got his back against the wall, he could be on another football team. Same with Ambry Thomas. And so the 49ers got a lot of battles going on in the secondary. When it comes to cornerback, these are some of those ones. I think some of the indirect competition is going to be exciting. What's the best, three players in the secondary for the San Francisco 49ers when they go nickel? Nickel is such an important package now with the amount of teams that run 11 personnel. So it's really interesting to see who wins these matchups. I think that Isaac Yedem is going to be the third cornerback. I think that's the best three-man group with Lenore, Charvarius Ward, and Isaac Yedem. I think that's the best three. I think he's going to win the battle on the outside. I think Lenore will play inside early. I think at some point, Renardo Green might be capable to step in, and then we'll see if he elevates his game enough to take and be a better three with Lenore. Lenore goes back outside. That could happen. I think those are your four top cornerbacks. Then you're in an absolute battle for cornerback five and six. You go five, Rell Luter Jr., Rakia Sin seem to be the most likely to get that spot, the veteran versus the young player with upside. And if they go six, then Samuel Womack's a part of the competition. But I think this could be the end of the road for Ambry Thomas making this football team. No versatility, no real help on special teams, I think puts him in a bad situation. And the 49ers are prepared to move on from him. But let me know what you think in the comments section about who you think the best three are going to be. Who you expect to start early? Do you expect Renardo Green to win and they go Lenore Green and Charvarius Ward? I'm curious what you guys have to say. Please like and subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. Really appreciate it. If you're listening to audio platform, 49ers Cutback on Believe. This episode is brought to you by Bet Online. The game starts here. I'll catch you guys on the next one. Until then, stay safe. Remember, the right way is always the 49ers.